This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow found out from text messages that President Trump had accused him of sedition. It's a charge Trump wrote is punishable by death. Trump's social media post came after Crow and other veterans and former intelligence officers reminded U.S. service members that they can refuse illegal orders.
He doesn't like opposition. He doesn't like dissent. And if you do something as simple as remind people of their oaths under the Constitution and what the law requires, he takes a great exception to that.
Crow says he will not be intimidated by Trump's threat. The White House spokesperson later said the president does not want to execute members of Congress. Hundreds of Denverites packed into a room this week as the city and its professional football team kicked off a process to build an entire neighborhood from scratch. Denverite's Paolo Shalsida has more.
While the overarching vision of the 150-acre Burnham Yard project is to build a bustling, mixed-use district anchored by a new Denver Broncos stadium, the fine details are still up in the air, and residents are being asked to weigh in. The city's small area plan will guide development in the neighborhood as the Broncos move in. Attendees brought up several issues they want addressed, from preventing displacement to public transportation to small businesses. The Broncos plan to move into its new stadium for the 2031 season. I'm Paolo Shalsida, Denverite.
Snow and rain forecast to arrive this week could help cut wildfire risk in Colorado. Recent dry weather had many experts comparing this fall to 2021. That year holds the record for Denver's latest snowfall. It also came right before the Marshall Fire, which burned more than 1,000 homes in Boulder County. That fire was the most destructive in state history. With more moisture forecast in the next few weeks, climate experts are hopeful grasslands won't dry into ideal fire kindling. And this is CPR News. It's 7:06.